Welcome back to The Shepherd's Pie, a slice of faith for our messy lives. I'm Tony Kolenc, a professor at Ave Maria School of Law and the father of five grown children. I also write inspirational fiction for teens and adults. Today I'll be speaking with Wendy Farris, who's written a book called Currents of Water, A Widow's Walk with Jesus and Mary. And we'll be talking about how Jesus and Mary can take our grief and turn it into faith and hope. My guest today is Wendy Farris, the author of the book Currents of Water by Enroute Publishing. After losing her husband to cancer, Wendy embarked on a journey with an external itinerary full of challenges, changes, and new directions. But in her spiritual journey with Jesus and Mary, she found peace and hope. And she now accompanies widows on their journey at parish ministries, and she talks with people about grief and about her own experiences as a widow. And so I welcome to the show Wendy Farris.
Hi, Tony. Thank you. It's a pleasure and privilege to be here.
Well, thanks so much. I know we had the chance to meet at the Catholic Writers Guild, so you clearly have had writing on your mind. And those folks who are not familiar with the Guild, it is a great place where aspiring writers and accomplished writers, especially who have faith on their mind, can get together. So maybe talk a little bit about your own background and how you got into writing.
Sure. So I've been writing, I think, most of my life, starting when I was young, just writing in diaries. And I was a copious note taker during high school and college. It seemed to be the best way for me to learn material. And then different careers I've had, marketing research, sales, teaching. I actually did some creative writing as well. So this book started actually during COVID. I felt like, oh, I think I want to write a memoir about my husband's passing. I have also found writing to be therapeutic for me personally, again, with the diary writing as a child, and I continue to write in journals. And so I started writing a memoir based mostly off of journal entries, but they weren't complete. And it really, I don't know, I didn't know where I was taking it. So I shelved it for a while and realized after talking with a professional author who said, I think really what you're trying to write is your conversion story. So I did not grow up Catholic. And I said, okay, well, let me revamp this. And I started revamping it and I got stuck and I thought I need to find a Catholic writers group of some sort. And then in May of 2023, the Catholic Writers Guild was having an in-person conference in the Chicago area. And I live in the Chicago area. And I thought, okay, well, this is a slam dunk. So I registered for that conference. And Tony, that's really where everything started to shift into the direction of where the book is now published. The book was published in March of 25, is really where I spent a lot of time working on the writing with the emphasis on, yes, it's a conversion story, but it's also how in my life, Jesus and Mary had a big impact on bringing me more lasting peace and hope than other elements in my life after losing my husband.
The experience that you mentioned with the Writers Guild is the experience of so many of my friends and colleagues in the Guild, including myself. Every writing gig I've really ever had in fiction writing has come because of the Catholic Writers Guild. So for people who are really looking to get published, it's a great place to go. All right. So maybe before we actually get into the book itself and some of the lessons that you really share in the book, maybe set the stage for us a little bit with your husband's illness and, you know, what you went through to bring you into that COVID moment when you wanted to write the memoir.
My husband, Stephen, was diagnosed with colorectal cancer in 2007. He was 47 at the time, and I was 42. So our children were young. He lived for almost 8 years, and I thought I was prepared for what we knew was coming, but it turned out I wasn't prepared at all. So I went through a really difficult period in my life, one that I've never experienced such intense grief. as I did after he passed away. As I mentioned earlier, I wasn't raised Catholic, and I really wasn't raised in a, I was raised in a Christian household, and we observed Christmas and Easter, but my faith formation was little to none as a child, but I had always believed in God. Well, yeah, probably a few months after he passed away, I was having a really difficult time, and I had had a Bible. So I pulled it out of a box and started looking up the word widow in the Bible. And that is what started this journey to exploring my Christian faith, which ultimately brought me to the Catholic faith. But it was in those moments when I started reading God's word, especially to widows. He writes a lot about widows, as did Jesus. And it just gave me this peace that I couldn't find elsewhere. It gave me some hope that, okay, God understands the situation I'm in. Jesus understands the situation I'm in, and they're with me. It just started this spiritual journey that, again, ultimately brought me to the Catholic Church. That was in 2020 that I was confirmed into the Catholic Church. So I would say this long spiritual journey really started in early 2015. From 2015 to 2020 was exploring my faith, participating in Christian Bible studies, and then a friend who invited me to Mass is what turned everything towards Catholicism.
I'm sure we have time to talk about this for a minute or two. Yeah, what was it about going to Mass with your friend that put you on this path? Because, I mean, some people would complain, oh, the Mass is not interesting enough. They don't have a big worship band up there or whatever. So, what was it about the Mass that really appealed to you?
So I was in a, still even at that point, 5 years, roughly 5 years after my husband passed away, I was still grieving. And we walked in, and I have been in Catholic churches before, but I was in a different phase and a different emotional state when I walked in with my friend in 2017. And when I saw Jesus on the cross, something just hit me. Seeing Jesus on the cross while I was in a state of, grief, and I just started thinking about him. And I like that in the Catholic tradition, there's so much depth to the faith. I like the rituals of the Mass. I found it really comforting, actually, that it was so structured. And then she brought me to, there's an adoration chapel at the parish where I ultimately joined. And we went into the adoration chapel following that Mass. And she said, "Would you like to learn how to pray the rosary?" And I said, "Oh, well, what's the rosary?" And she said, "Let me show you. Let me tell you a little bit about it." I just started reciting the Hail Mary, which, first of all, I found it very comforting. It was kind of contemplative. It sort of puts you in this sort of meditative state. It took me away from maybe what I was thinking and focusing more on Mary and the mysteries of the rosary. I just became really interested. And then I think, along with the Catholic traditions, the Catholic faith, the Catholic depth, I then started becoming interested in Mary. I think it's all of it, but I really felt drawn to Mary. And for a period of a few years, I was researching Mary because I learned in a Bible study previously that we assume or widely accept that Mary was widowed by the time Jesus started his public ministry. And even though I had kind of heard that during these Bible studies between 2015 and 2020, it didn't really hit me until I started thinking more about Mary and thinking, oh, Mary was also a widow. She understands widowhood. And I just became really interested in learning more about the Catholic faith and about Mary.
Yeah, until you just said it, I don't know that that ever really occurred to me either. I mean, even though, like you said, people talk about it all the time, Saint Joseph would have been, already passed away and everything. Mary the grieving mother, we obviously see, but Mary the widow and the grieving widow, that's an interesting idea. So maybe using that as a kind of a springboard, you mentioned you found that the Bible actually talks about widows a lot. Talk about some of the passages maybe that made the most impact on you when you were learning about what the scripture says about widows.
Well, I think some of the stories had a big impact. There are a lot of threads in the book. So there are stories from the Bible about widows. There is some research I tried to conduct separately about learning about Mary as a widow. And first of all, I want to emphasize that Mary's role is Mother of God. That is her most revered and magnificent role, is Mother of God. But again, we know she was a cousin and a friend, and she had these other roles that many women have. She was a wife that women have today. And again, presumably she was a widow. But I think one of my favorite stories in the Bible, the widow of Nain, where Jesus is, it's during the Passion, and he's in Jerusalem, he's in the temple, and he's going towards his passion and death, and he notices a widow who puts two small coins, and he notices her. And that story just, and she wasn't trying to be noticed, and she wasn't giving a lot. She was giving what she could give. In fact, the Bible says she was giving more than perhaps she could afford to give, but Jesus noticed her. And that story was one that really touched my heart. And there are others, raising a widow's son from death. There's many psalms towards widows. There are instructions on how to care for a widow. And some of these are also, these instructions and stories are in the Old Testament. And actually the book of Ruth, okay, the book of Ruth, it's a whole book in the Old Testament about widows. The more I read and the more I studied, and I just felt like God is with widows, and he wants us to know that even in our deepest, saddest moments, whether it's because we've lost a husband, a child, or he is with us, and there are stories in the Bible to show us that he is with us in those really sad moments.
All right, let me direct you then back to your book, Currents of Water, A Widow's Walk with Jesus and Mary from Unruh Publishing. And in your introduction, you talk about that the events that inspired this book translate into four themes: grief, faith, conversion, and hope. So I thought maybe if you want to, talk about each of these, we could kind of take them in turn. But what are some of the comforts in grief that you really experienced yourself and that you really bring out in this book?
Again, after my husband died, I experienced a level of grief that I wasn't prepared for, or would I didn't think would happen. I just was in a really difficult place in my life, and I did quickly after he died turn to faith. I tried other things, counseling, friends, family who were very supportive. Going for long walks, all those things that we enjoy in our lives, but it was the faith. And kind of thinking about God and trying to give this to God was what helped me the most. I think that's what I would find that I would get out of my own place where I was if it was a dark place. And when I would start thinking about my faith, it just became lighter. I started going to church regularly. I liked listening to sermons. I liked listening to the word being read. I liked reading the word. I was doing the Bible studies. Again, the conversion here is you could read the word conversion in a few different ways. Kind of in the book, it's meant conversion to the Catholic faith, but I think it's also conversion as to change. And I feel like I am a stronger person than I was before all this happened. I'm still sad in ways that it happened, and I still miss my husband deeply. But that conversion, and I consider it because of my faith, has made me a stronger person, and it's brought me through a very difficult period in my life. And it brought me the hope that I was looking for. And the book, by the way, it really is intended for widows. I've had other people who have read it who are non-widows, and it's interesting what resonates or doesn't with other readers other than widows. But when I thought of my target audience, I thought of a widow who's probably recently lost her husband within the first year or two. I find that those are among the most difficult years. And she's looking for just to be reassured that it's things are going to get better and that faith might be an option for her to find in those moments when she's very sad, that there is a light and it's God's light that will help her.
In your case, your faith actually brought you great comfort in this grief. But you had described with your husband's situation, what many would consider, one of the worst case scenarios, dying young, for prolonged illness, things that sometimes I think would make people really struggle with their faith, and some people might even lose their faith, feeling like God is unjust or something. How did you kind of handle that? I mean, it sounds like you really went through an extended period of time even before you lost your husband, and I can't help but think that there must have been times of great struggle or doubt during that period. And do you have any words of advice for people who are kind of in the throes of that when they're in grief?
I know at certain times I felt I was being punished. People have asked me, did I ever get angry at God? And I don't really think I ever did. I do remember feeling as though I was being punished. And yes, I could be angry with God, or I could feel that He wasn't with me. But for the circumstances I was in and the type of faith I had, I don't think that would have helped me at all. I think that would have just made my situation worse, and I would have maybe fallen into a deeper despair. So again, and I can't remember if I mentioned this earlier, but I have always believed in God, even as a young child. I remember at 4 years old believing that God existed, even though, again, we weren't necessarily raised in a very religious household. So I don't know if I have clear words of advice. I did have to sort of struggle with, was I punished? Were these just the circumstances, or did he have something else in mind for my life? And now, 10 years later, a little actually more than 10 years later, I can look back and say he has something else planned for my life. I didn't always feel that way, Tony. I have told other people this, and it's in the book. I don't want to give it away why the Catholic faith in particular has become so important. But something that I really love about the Catholic faith is the focus on forgiveness. And it's one of the seven sacraments, reconciliation, forgiveness. And I find it is taken seriously in the Catholic faith. I don't know enough about other faiths to say if it's not in other faiths. So my experience would be that, I wasn't raised in a strong Christian household, so I don't know, but I love the emphasis in the Catholic faith. And as far as Mary, I went on this trying to learn about her widowhood and as much as I could find in her human nature. And there are books out there, and there's well thought out what her life was like without Joseph. But again, we don't really know based on if we follow just what was in scripture. But one thing I did learn as I was praying to Mary and trying to read about Mary and learning about Mary are her virtues and how she accepted her crosses. So she became this role model to me, a spiritual role model, as well as a spiritual mother, a spiritual guide, that if we learn to accept our crosses, as hard as they may be to bear, it made sense to me spiritually in my heart, and rather than trying to avoid our crosses and not accept what we've been given. The Catholic faith is where I found the healing I needed. And maybe that's not what the healing everyone needs, but it's where I found the healing that I needed.
All right, and so then that leads us to hope, and I'm interested in what you share in the book about how you wind up at hope from this process.
I think knowing that God's with us, number one, to me, that brings hope almost immediately when we might feel alone, scared, sad, all those more difficult emotions that we experience as human beings. Knowing that God is with us in those moments, to me, brought hope that He is going to be with me and He will help me through this moment.
So here you are now, you're 10 years out. This book has been out now for a little bit. What are some of your experiences talking with people about the book? Have you seen kind of the impact that you're having through this?
Yes. So there's a widow's ministry that I'm part of. And in fact, I'm going to an event this weekend with them. So I've had a chance to read excerpts from the book with them. Some of the women have bought the book and have talked to me about it. I've had women who've bought the book have either emailed or texted what resonated with them. And that feels really good to know that maybe there's something that and it doesn't have to be a woman, finds helpful in the book. I have a friend who lost his mother a few years ago, and he and his mother were very close. He read the book, and there were some things he shared with me that resonated with him. And he's not my target audience, but he is Catholic, but he's not my target audience. And that really feels good to think, okay, a reader may get something out of this, something that they hadn't thought of, or a scripture reading that they weren't aware of that pertains to widows that may be helpful for them. I'm really enjoying that. So right now I'm doing it just, I would say more trying to work with widows groups with the book, and I'm not sure where it's going to go beyond that. If the Lord has a plan for beyond widows groups, then that will happen.
And maybe just kind of looking at how you've set out the book, it's probably not clear to just a listener who hasn't seen it. You're telling your story, you have it broken up into chapters, but you also have reflection questions. Maybe kind of describe your theory of the book and how, you see it being used and, how it could be most helpful to the readers.
The title Currents of Water. So there are many threads in the book, and there's a water theme. So I compare grief to different scenarios with water and nature, so that I hope a reader, rather than me trying to explain my feelings, might be able to identify those feelings by thinking of water and nature. I also include some biblical references to water. Water is vital, in the Bible as well as in our lives. So I wanted that to be a thread. I wanted to try to touch on some of the main things that many widows experience. I know we, as a widow, there are no two stories alike, and I respect that. Having know many widows, do seem to be some things that are somewhat common. So I try to touch on that a little bit, but from my own experience, so that maybe a widow could identify with that. And, oh, I've experienced that too. The reflection questions were a suggestion by the publisher, En Route, as a way to maybe use this book with some smaller groups of widows. I haven't quite gotten to that point yet, again, other than the ministry group that I had already been a part of, but I think that might be helpful. I try to show the progression of my grief and end in a positive way of where I am now. And just because it took me 10 years to kind of walk this journey doesn't mean it'll take every widow 10 years. Some widows may not feel the pain, the emotions that I felt, and that's fine too. But I did want to show the progression. I felt that that was really important to show that we can grow and change and find hope and goodness in our lives.
Wonderful. So if folks want to get their hands on this book or just learn more about you, where would you want them to go on the web?
So the best place to buy the book would be through En Route Books and Media. So they have their own website, would be to go there. And then if there's a tab for books, and this book is under the practical theology section. And then that'll bring you right to the author page. You can order the book on Amazon, but you can also order the book through En Route Books and Media, and that'll bring you to the Amazon link. So that's the best way to learn about the book. At this point, again, I'm hoping to do more podcasts and things like this, Tony. It's really been quite the honor to be here today with you. So that if I can be of help to other widows, we'll get together in one way or another.
All right. Well, great. Well, I really appreciate what you're sharing. I know that so many of us have gone through different types of losses. And of course, there's so many who've gone through being widowed and can relate, I'm sure, to what you're saying. So really, thank you so much for taking the time to write this book and for coming on our podcast to talk about it.
Thank you again, Tony. It's again been a real honor and privilege to be with you here today.
Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for the show today. And we've been speaking with Wendy Forrest about her book, Currents of Water, A Widow's Walk with Jesus and Mary. Again, this is Anthony Barone Colenc. If you want to learn more about me or my writings for teens or adults, you can go to my website, antonycolenc.com. And there's also a place on there if you wanted to have me come talk to, one of your middle school classes or homeschool groups. There's a little form on there for that too. But until next time, may God bless us as we rely on our faith to work through the messy challenges of our lives.